check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
You're now listening to the hottest female DJ, DJ Saxy.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. Grab your tickets for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you. And I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller. Controller. Yeah. Life controller. Controller. Yeah. Okay. You like it when I get aggressive, tell you to go slower, go faster, like controller, controller, like controller.
Murder,
United States All-Star DJs.
No. Hello. It's my time right here on Radio Divas.
Turn up.
Y'all should have seen me. I was getting it. Had a little twerk to go with it today. I was like, it's my time. I had a little twerk.
I'm turning up.
It's Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm twerking. Plus, when your little mix came on, I was like, ooh, Sax is trying to make a girl do something.
Radio Divas.
Shout out to DJ Sexy on the ones and twos, DJ Jit, Mr. Awesome. Welcome to Radio Divas. Radio Divas here with us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Sexy, catch us up for your week, your weekend, your week. Tell us what's been going on with you.
Well, you know, I've been just been hustling. You know what we girls got to do. We got to hustle three times as hard as the fellas, you know. So I just been grinding.
I hear that.
I got two artists that have, you know, hooked up with me, and I have two artists have interviews in Japan on Friday. So I was really excited about that, getting the international.
So, Taxi, I don't want to cut you off. Since you mentioned that. I have artists that have been hitting me up, asking me about that. I was having some phone issues last week. However, we'll talk about that another show. But a lot of artists want to know about how do they get with you, any costs, what do they need to do, email, shout out, any information you have for our independent artists on getting their music played internationally. Let's give them that help today.
Yeah, well, most definitely, they need to make sure they have their codes in order. That is the biggest thing. The first thing I ask is, do you have your codes? And, you know, like, I don't want any artist to miss out on anything. You know, I can take it without codes, but I don't take it without codes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hustle you like that, because I want you to get your royalties for every time your song gets played.
That's
so, first have your codes in order, have all your copyright stuff in order. And then just hit me up. You have to have a budget. You know, one thing I tell every artist, you have to have a budget to get some kind of place. You know what I'm saying? I have to pay for services. We get it done. But right now, it's stupid cheap. Stupid cheap in Japan. People in Japan love hip-hop music. They love it to death. And, you know, there's independent artists over in China right now doing shows because their songs got played on radio, and it's just constant. If they like your song, they love it, they will call you out there.
What's the cheapest budget?
Let me remember off the top of my head. If you hook up with me, because right now I got some deals going on for the next week or two, right now the cheapest I can get you in there is probably around $220.
That's not bad.
That's me trying to remember off the top of my head. The cheapest package will run you about, if I can remember now, I think that's right. Yeah, about $220. And you know, that'll get you a start. Now, from there, you know, the packages grow. Now, if you want the more spins, you got to get the interview on the radio, you know, all kind of things. And I even have a team out there. So if you send some flyers, CDs, anything, street promo, I have a street promo team in Japan.
Shout out to DJ Sag.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. And she ain't breaking the artist's pocket. You know what I'm saying? That's actually a deal. So salute you on
that. I'm sorry, I got hood, y'all. I got excited.
You know what I'm saying, man? I try to help the artists out, you know, and that's the cheapest package, like I said. But once I tell you all the deals, man, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, man, I'm surprised. You know, most artists be scared to talk to me because they think I'm gonna hit them up for like $3,000. Man, I don't do that, son. We don't need all that.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, DJ Saxon. Like, you know, a lot of people charge way more than what you're talking about. You know, so I encourage everybody to hook up with DJ Saxon. You know what I'm saying? He's
right.
Not enough for the artists.
Now,
that's why the deal hot right now.
So you got to get it while
jump
cheap.
On it. Yeah.
Because when the demand go up, the deal get higher. It's like the deal is no longer a deal. People have to understand that. And I know that me, you, Jit, we know what coding means. But I have some artists who don't know what coding is. Just briefly, like your BDS, your media-based stuff, your sound exchange, just briefly tell them about the coding, because people don't understand how important coding is in order to get your money.
Man, artists, your BDS codes, your IRC codes, these codes are so important when it comes to tracking your music, keeping track with your plays. This is how you as an artist get paid. It is beyond so important that I can't even like in this show explain how important it is. I can go into story after story about artists that got ripped off for this and that and the other because they didn't have them doggone codes in order. But any artist out there listening, like if you need help with coding, I can help you out with that too.
I can too. I also sell coding. If you don't understand it, I can help you for a small fee. And that's part
Most
of what
definitely.
I do. For a little fee, not much. I can help you get your coding in order because there's a lot of artists that don't like to read, don't like to go through the paperwork part of it, and that's not a problem. Myself or Sexy can help you get that stuff straight. No problem.
Most definitely, artists. Why would you put your music out on stations and not get paid for those plays? Let's do it the right way, guys.
That's real.
Music,
you gotta do it the right
business.
Way.
Business is the biggest word in music that comes behind music.
Correct. You got to have that. Got to have your paperwork in order. Shout out to all the independent artists out there tuning in who have their paperwork in order. I know, like, we have Diamond P, who's on tonight, who is no stranger to the business part of the game. That's why I was so excited to have her on tonight, which I think is going to be a great interview. So I'm looking forward to that. Jit, tell us about your weekend. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, you know what, ladies? I've been running like crazy doing work. So actually this weekend, I took some time for coding, you know, not Jit Chronicles, none of that, you know. So I actually enjoyed myself this weekend. I went out for a couple of drinks, something to eat, and I just kept it low-key this weekend, you know. I got to keep myself healthy, you know. So I definitely had a low-key weekend, and it actually felt good. Wish I could get more of those type of days.
Self-love is the best love, you know.
This week, ladies. I'm sorry, yeah.
No, that's not boring. Self-love is the best love. You got to have, you know, it's easy to take time for everybody else and neglect yourself. So shout out to you. You need that. You're one of the hardest working men I know.
One day without checking my email, that's good for me. That is good for me.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Work-related.
I do not believe it.
You don't believe it, sis?
No, not one email.
I checked the one.
Okay. I just was like, who you want to believe it?
To the same. Okay. Like we know you a little better than that. Now, come on, man.
I'm like, you playing us? You want the listener to believe that, or you want us to believe that? No, I'm not gonna believe it.
I want myself to believe it, really, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though.
No problem. Shout out to you. Glad to be here with you. Shout out to Erica Arthur, who is hard at work, and I spoke with her a couple of days ago. Shout out to Miss Blue, who is now with us tonight as well. Shout out to the ladies that help keep us grounded here on Radio Divas. Shout out to them. Also, shout out to Love Jones, DJ Hype Man Kronk, who were online with us last week talking and chatting it up. We had great interviews. So shout out to everybody who's just listening. If you want to talk with us live, you can dial 323-693-3043. I be trying to remember that, y'all, every week. I be like, I be forgetting
press
my number somewhere. But definitely press 1 and talk with us live. Our topic for the week, me and Sexy are actually going to do a little joint topic. Then we're going to talk about it a little later on in the show as well. I'm going to let Sexy give us the rundown. It's a topic Sexy brought to me, which I think is a great topic. So I'm going to let her take the floor with it, and then I'm going to come and jump in on it because I got a lot of views.
Okay, well, the topic, guys, is basically, why is it when it comes to a younger person dating an older person, why is it that the woman who's dating a younger man is viewed as a cougar? Whereas the man who's dating that young thing is viewed as a pervert. That is today's topic. And we want to use, for example, when R. Kelly first got married and everybody was blowing it out of proportion on social media, calling him a pervert because his wife is 19. Whereas when you have any of the other actresses or singers who date younger men, they're just seen as a cougar and it's just kind of brushed off. So, that's the question of the night. why is the double standard there?
I
is there
think
a double
that's
standard?
That's deep.
That's deep, and
it
it's something
double
to think
standard.
About. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
life, guys. You know, it's a double standard in life. Men still think that there are things that women can't do that they only can do, like policemen and firefighters. But we have women filling the roles now that men no longer just do alone, you know. So it's always men are viewed one way, women are viewed another way. I don't think that love, no matter who the person is, no matter the age, should be viewed any type of way unless it's at a certain age. Now, if you're dating somebody's child, somebody who's not old enough to know any better, then I think
right,
that's a different
right.
thing. With the R. Kelly situation, it doesn't matter what he does. After everybody seeing him pee on the girl, it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, he didn't go to shower. He just a pervert for the rest of his life. Anytime you pee on somebody and they allow that, you're a pervert for life. It don't matter if he gives somebody 1,000. They're going to be like, you remember when he peed on such and such? You know, he's still a little nasty. That's what it's going to be. As far as women go, you know, it's just like, women are expected to do what's right at all times. I just feel like people just expect us to follow the protocol, follow the rules.
That could be true.
If we date,
yeah.
you know, you believe that? Like, we just, it's expected of us to date men our age or older, you know. But if we don't, then it makes us a myth. I personally don't date younger men just because I like a little bit more stability. You know, if it's a younger man, hey, and I love him. If I just so happen to fall in love, it is what it is. Call me a MILF. If he pays some of these bills, you can call me whatever. That's just my view.
So you
call me what you want.
Grown man.
I'm not taking care of it. I got a 15-year-old son. I can't take care of two kids. So if you can't bring anything to the table, I think that it should be you grown up. Stop calling people. Stop attaching labels to people. I don't care if my past, and I'll use this story real quick to kind of get us going. You can have a church woman who used to be a hoe back in high school, but she has changed her life. She is celibate. She has given her life to the Lord. Every time people see her, they're still going to say, there's an old hoe Joanne. They're not going to accept her for who the woman she has become. They're going to always go back to the person she used to be. We don't know if R. Kelly changed, if he saw the light. So it's not fair of us to keep attaching labels to him. I don't agree. I don't agree with him peeing on people, but I don't think it's fair to keep attaching him with that label. Let it go. He did it. You know, whatever happened, happened. Let's move on. You know, how do you feel, Saxie?
No doubt.
You know,
no doubt.
I just...
Look, now she
brought
it. Now she
want to
be quiet.
No. I'm going to feed it to you now. I'm going to feed it to you because... Personally, I see the difference, but you know, it's just society, the way we grew up. And you know, me and you as women, Mika, you know, when we were young, we was always told, I don't know, you know, watch out for that old man or old nasty man. You know, you hear that a lot, old nasty man, or you know, little slick terms like that. So growing up in my head, you know, older guys that date younger women was nasty, or the younger woman who was dating the older guy, she just wanted the money. You know, it was either one way or the other. But now, as that I have my own mind as an adult, I really don't see anything wrong with it unless the person is, like, under the age of 21. Now, see, that's when I start to feel uncomfortable. Because if you're 18 and you're dating a 50-something-year-old or you're 19, you're married to a 50-something-year-old, I feel some type of way about that because that person is old enough to be your dad or your mama.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you're 21... I feel like your mind has matured, and, you know, a 21-year-old should know what they want at that point. But if you're 21 and you want to date somebody 50, 60, I don't care. For me, it's just an age thing.
Me too.
Right.
Me too, Zachary.
I don't care about the sex. I don't care if it's a man or woman. You know, like Mika said, love is love. But I just feel like it's a certain point in the crack barrier where you can have an age difference that's greater than 15 years.
Yeah.
I
and
disagree,
see, R. Kelly known, I was just going to say this real quick, ladies. R. Kelly known for messing with underage women. So you know, he's never going to kind of escape that stigma, especially, you know what I'm saying, his wife's 19 years old. He's never going to escape that stigma. But I'm going to just tell you what I don't like. I don't like grown-ass men that go to these high schools looking for chicks and girls or whatever the case may be, because
yeah.
I used to do that too, but yeah. I was in high school when I did that. You know, so you got a lot of these older guys that kind of really just prey on young women. And as a man, I think that's weak. You know what I'm saying? If you see a girl with a book bag, you know good and well her mind is still childlike or on her school or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. It's crazy. But we do have guys, and I hate to say it, that prey on younger women, point blank, period. And it's a bad thing that it can't be the
mm-hmm.
same for the females. That's a shame, actually.
It is a shame, Jim. But I want you and Saxon to think about this, and I want your guys' opinion on this as well. Saxon was saying that if you're 21, I have met some 40-year-old men with 18-year-old minds. You get what I'm saying? So I don't think that we can use age as a maturity factor, because when I was 18, I had the mind of a 24, 25-year-old woman. I always been about getting my mind, not in a sexual way, but in a business, mature, grown woman way. That's how I always carry myself. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes
right.
mm-hmm. it's hard to attach a number or an age, you know, like Saxon said, 21. Even if you're 21, that don't mean that you're mentally stable to date me. You know, if you're 18,
mm-hmm.
you got the stem up, your mama tit out your mouth, you got a job, holler at your girl right now. Hit me up, 323-693-3043. I got that light bill on deck. If you serious,
yeah, it is.
Like, hit me up. Press that one. We can, you know, get it popping.
Exactly. And I understand what you're saying, Mika, because I know there are some men and women who are in their 30s and have kids, but they still can't function without mom and daddy. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like,
and
they can't function at all. Like, I mean, really can't function. They're not even trying to function. But at the same time, I just, in my head, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a conservative person, a semi-conservative person, I just think that 18 and 19 is still fresh out of the womb to be dating
yeah.
somebody that's three
too.
Times your age.
But I just think the way society is built, I think that I can see right now a 20-year-old male or female being at a 30-year-old level, because there's so much advancement out here now. And sometimes life grows you up, makes you grow up early. You could have a 20-year-old who's been working since they were 16 because they had no choice, or who had to take care of, you know, siblings just because of the mother or father wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
that just means you can grow up at any time, you know. But don't date anybody's mm-hmm. child, you know. Shout out to that awesome
right.
subject. We coming back to it, though. That's definitely a heated, you know, discussion.
Yeah, we
got
to pick that back up.
And we're definitely going to come back. We have to come back to that. We probably have to dedicate a whole show to it.
Absolutely.
I heard the doorbell ring, so that means our guest for tonight, Ms. Diamond P, is here with us. Go ahead and do we have her on, Jit?
Yes, we do, and we're going to welcome her to Radio Divas right now.
Hello, hello, how are you today?
Diamond P, she just dropped. It's all good, though.
Okay. No problem. Go ahead. Can you take us to an R. Kelly song, and we'll get her back on and go straight into the interview?
Now, you know what, Mika? Hey, I don't actually have R. Kelly for tonight. I wish I would have loaded up the queue. I seen the message, but it was a little bit too late. Can I interest you later than anything else?
whatever on your heart that touch R. Kelly.
Give us a DJ.
Here it is, Radio Divas. It's your girl, Butter Go Harder with No Money. Keep it locked, Radio Divas.
Check me out. Yeah. Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Who you think it is?
Already.
No bread. Steady watching, ain't dropping nothing on the stage, but amazed at how I'm up here rocking. Up here rocking. No, he like the way that I be up here rocking. Up here rocking. I know he wanna see me when I'm up here rocking, but he ain't tipping no money. He ain't tipping no money. He ain't tipping no money. Cause he ain't got no money. He don't got no money. He don't got no money. He don't got no money. Cause he don't get no money. Always tryna touch a cheek, but he don't even got a dollar, he could tip a cheek. Always tryna touch a cheek, but he don't even got a dollar, he could tip a cheek.
He don't got no money, he don't got no money, he don't got no money, no, he don't got no money.
Wait a minute. I got mouths to feed, bills to pay, things to do. This time make my bread, boy. If you ain't tipping, why the hell you fall through? Entertain, I see you watching. Everywhere I move, your eyes go. Only way you ain't paying attention if you're sitting there deaf with a blindfold. Back bends, headstands, doing everything like I'm the founder. Ain't tipping, get from rounder. She doing things I can't even pronounce. Hands off, money on. Get back at me when your money wrong. Stand off, you know you're wrong. Trying to creep by the stage when the money. You look good, but boy, you broke. And broke ain't never been cute to me. But while I'm looking, come take a peek. And I'ma still show you just what you came to see. Came to see everything. So whenever you get some money, come get at me. Remember this, yeah, handle that issue for me.
But he ain't got no money. 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 Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick. Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick. I mean, he ain't got no money, he ain't got no money, he ain't got no money, no, he ain't got no money. Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick. Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick.
Acrobatic. Flexible. Everything to make him say, oh my God. Well, I be damned, she can get this here. She do a thing, yeah, she go hard. Gap legs, arch back. And if I ain't bad, what you call that? One side, wake it up. You said you got bread, where would y'all at? Long necking, no funds. But you said you wanna make contact. Come talk to you and be caked up. And you ain't tipping, ain't on deck. Face down, ass up. Wait now, cash up. Slingshot, pretty face. Look thick by the waist, no lash up. With me, so superb, seductive with it, killer curves. Me and broke people don't get along. Matter of fact, broke people tend to work my nerve. Work my nerve, all my nerves. I tell them to jump like bungee, cause my girls know doing nothing but frontin' and really ain't got no money.
He ain't got no money, he ain't got no money, he ain't got no money, no, he ain't got no money. Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick. Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick. I mean, he ain't got no money, he ain't got no money, he ain't got no money, no, he ain't got no money. Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick. Always trying to touch a chick, but he ain't even got a dollar, he could tip a chick.
And we're back. Welcome back to Radio Divas. We have our guest back with us, Ms. Diamond P. Are you there?
Sure am, Ms. Diamond P.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, how
you
doing?
I was looking for you. I was like, where'd she go? How are you today?
I don't know what happened. It just hung up. So I was like, wow, let me hurry up and try to call back.
No, no problem. We're glad that we got you back on with us live. A lot of people looking forward to this interview tonight. We're glad to have you here with us. How is your day going?
It's going wonderful. I cannot complain. I'm very blessed that you all even reached out to me to even want to do this interview. I was very excited.
That's good because you do interviews yourself. I was reading up your bio, and, you know, I work with Team Bigger Rankin, which we've serviced your music as well before. So I know how it is when you are always doing everything and then, you know, you're trying to trying to be an artist as well, because you do it all. Does it all. You're an actor, you model, you're an entertainer, you're an artist. Tell us a little bit about everything that you do to kind of sum it up. I know you've been in movies. You're no stranger to the industry.
Yes. Actually, to be honest, it's just by the grace of God that I'm able to do the things that I do. Being a single parent of four kids, three boys and a girl, working and also going to school. I had my kids early. I used to be ashamed to say that, but I'm not ashamed no more because of the fact that actually my three boys, they have all graduated. So,
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I had them early. So, you know, when you kind of still, you know, at the end of your 30s and you don't have any grandkids, but, you know, my boys have graduated. I only have my daughter that's left. She's in the fifth grade. So now I have the opportunity to really just do the things that I want to do and travel as much as I want to do now. So it's kind of difficult. People ask me all the time, like, how do I balance it out? And sometimes I just tell them, I really don't know. I just, you know, do it. I'm a four-time college graduate. So doing a little bit of all of that, I really don't know. I would honestly just say it was by the grace of God. I'm just going to keep it real.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Sounds good. I think that's how we all balance it out.
At the
grace
of
God,
yeah.
We're all... Yeah, at the end of the day, if you don't have any Jesus in this industry, you definitely will not be
That's
able
right.
to balance or make it far. Tell us about, I know that you do a lot of things, you act, you do modeling. Which one do you enjoy the most? Do you enjoy the music side of things? Do you enjoy the acting? I know you do radio interviews as well. What part do you is more passionate for you?
To be honest, the most passionate one for me is radio. I love being a radio personality because it gives me the platform to basically say things that other people feel like they can't say or they don't want to say. And I just enjoy doing the interviews. I enjoy doing what I do. As far as the music aspect of it, to be totally, totally honest, I wasn't really trying to do music. I really wasn't. It was just the fact that I used to run around with, I'm always the only female in the clique, in the crew. So back in the day, I used to run around with the Hard Boys, which they are older than me, but I used to always just run around. So actually, Royal C of the Hard Boys, he actually got me into, like, the music thing. So I featured on a lot of their stuff and on other people's things. It's just a lot of people just didn't know that it was me. So, to be honest, I know a lot of people in the music industry. However, being a rapper wasn't anything that I was actually trying to do.
I understand, but you enjoy doing it now that you're doing it and you're more involved in it, more into it, correct?
Yes, I enjoy it. I wouldn't change it because it'll make it seem like I'm being ungrateful, and I don't ever want to seem that way. So anything that I do, I'm going to give it 1,000% and better and just hope and pray that it, you know, eventually it comes out the way that I would like it to come out. So, I mean, I just make it do what it do.
Shout out to the divas out there. That's what I'm talking about. Women, we
That's
have
real.
To turn up on every block. We got
yeah.
a milli wop on every block out here. So shout out to
hey,
you, shout out to
block.
All the women who grind. Shout out to all the women who are grinding out here. Definitely shout out to you. I know, I don't know if Jitnim know it or read it, but you have a industry family background. Like everybody look like connected to you or involved in some way or another in the industry. Tell us a little bit about your family background. I know your uncle is somebody famous as well, correct?
Ooh. I'm gonna start with my nephew first. I have to give a shout out. Rest in peace, Bankroll Fresh.
Definitely.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely. Rest in peace. Wow.
Yeah, that's my baby. That was my nephew. Well, that's not was. That's still my nephew. Rest in peace, Fresh. Of course, people always ask me, and they most definitely ask me now due to the fact that 50 is going haywire with the BMF series. Yes, Meech is my uncle. It is a lot of things going on with the BMF series. I just would love to see it come together. Matter of fact, 50 will be here in Atlanta for the Labor Day weekend, the Luda Day weekend. So
I saw that somewhere posted.
Yeah, he will be here. So we're gonna see how it actually turns out. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to see how this storyline is actually going to be told, since it's going to be a series and not a movie. So I'm very excited. I think it's due time, but we'll see.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
I want to go ahead and talk about, like, who are some of the people that you have interviewed, and what was the most, you know, funniest thing that has happened? We have a lot of stuff that happens here on Radio Divas to us. What is something that is most memorable to you that has happened to you? And shout out to Highly Unique Radio. I know you work with them. I'm new to the Atlanta market, so I'm learning a lot of stuff while I'm here. So shout out to Highly Unique Radio as well.
Big shout out.
Thank you. Shout out to Highly Unique Radio and all the radio personalities over there. All my moments, everybody that I interview are memorable, but one of my most memorable moments was when I dedicated the whole month of January and February to all of the Atlanta rappers that actually paved the way for a lot of people that's out here today. What I mean by that is that these people that I interview, I just want to be perfectly clear first. These people that I interview, I didn't just really interview them. I have a personal relationship with these people. So it wasn't like, you know, I had to call managers and things and they can say, I need this person. No, I speak to these people directly. So with that being said, I had the pleasure of interviewing Bone Crusher. Of course, my babies, because I kind of sort of managed when he's not getting on my nerve. Wicked of Ghetto Mafia. So I have Ghetto Mafia, you know, of course, Bone Crusher, of course, Dungeon Family. Those my babies. Like, they taught me the game. Big Dude from Boys in the Hood, that is my brother. Like, he taught me. When I say he taught me the game, I perfected it. So, you know, like I said, Big Dude from Boys in the Hood, Kilo, I'm going to take it all the way back, DJ Taz. That was a memorable moment because I don't know if people know, at one point of time, you could not pay Kilo and DJ Taz to even be in the same building. So for them to be able to work together, it's a blessing. 95 South, 69 Boys, Shay Shay and Nene, the Queens of Bass, this and that. So the list go on and on. Tammy Roman, I was the first radio personality to even interview the cast members of All Eyes on Me, the movie. So, Snoop Dogg, Daz Dillinger, the list goes on. I know I forgot some people. OG KK, it's so many of them that I have interviewed. Some that I actually forgot that I did interview. It's a lot.
But that's no problem. I just want people to know that you're really passionate. The reason why I'm asking you those type of questions is because one thing that I know from dealing with Hype Man Crunk and reading your bio and servicing your music, I notice a passion that you have just for whatever you're doing. It looks like you're all in whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely what Radio Divas wants to highlight, is women who are on their grind. We want to definitely empower women and show them that, hey, I got four kids, I got this going on, I'm a single parent, but hey, you can still grind and get done what you need to get done. And that's definitely what it seems like you're doing. It's what you're doing. So we definitely want to highlight, you know, the things that you're able to do and the things that you're getting. You have relationships, and that's important in the industry. Just talk about how important it is to have relationships, because I work with independent artists every day. How important is it to have relationships and have your business in order, like we talked tonight about getting your music encoded? This is stuff that you have done. Just briefly tell our listeners how important that stuff is.
You know what? I want to tell every independent artist, oh my God, if y'all do not listen to anything that anybody else tell you, please, for the life of me, hear me out. Stop putting your lyrics on social media. Stop thinking that you can go in the studio and do a rap song on the Monday and you gonna be the shit on the Tuesday. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna
at
work.
All.
It's a lot of paperwork that has to be done. You have to get your thing coded. You got to, you know what I'm saying, the GS1,
copyright.
The IRC coded. You have to, you know, your music have to be coded. Please get your stuff mixed and mastered. Please get it mixed and mastered. Get your artwork.
Amen. Repeat
done.
That.
Yes, I'm serious. Like, I don't even understand why they took out artist development. If I can teach artist development, I promise you I would do it. I don't understand why they took that out.
But guess what? Women like us gonna be the ones to bring it back. I want to bring that back.
And I do want to bring back, like, I think it's so important, and I hate the fact that they did it. And they also need to understand that, you know, it's kind of crazy when I say it, but it's the truth, and I can tell you why. They have to understand that the DJs are the most important people in the music industry. They can make you or break you. And people don't seem to understand.
I was just talking about that on my last show. You better preach, Diamond. Seriously.
They can make it, and it's serious. So, you know, when they get up here and, you know, you got all these people, and my thing is, invest in yourself. You go to the studio, you got 50 niggas with you. Tell them niggas to put on a t-shirt. Put your information on a t-shirt. Advertise yourself. If they your partners while y'all smoking their bad-ass weed, put them niggas to work. Have them to pass out your CDs. Pass out flyers. Wear t-shirts. It ain't gonna hurt. Y'all wear them anyway. Put some information on the back. Put all your information on the back where it's visible. Somebody can see it. They see y'all running around here enough, they'll start thinking, who is that? Who is that? Let me see who that is. Let me say about. Because every time you turn around, you're going to see Street Money Worldwide. I promise you that. Street Money Worldwide going to be in your face. Bankroll Fresh will continue to be in your face. If that's the last thing I do, he going Street Money Worldwide will not ever, ever, ever stop.
That's respect.
I have been to a couple of events here in Atlanta since I've been here, and it's been everywhere that I have been. So I salute to you because you're not lying. You know, like, definitely when you see something working for yourself, I see it since I've been here. I've been here a month, and I see it everywhere I go. I was
everywhere
in Harlem Nights. It was there. It was posted up.
Yeah.
You know, so you definitely saying the truth.
You have to invest in yourself. That's just like I took my game to a whole other level. I have my own hairline now. I've been mentioning it, but I was waiting on some things to come in. My guy hit me up. He brought me my stuff. So I have my own hairline, quality hair. People are always asking me about my hair. They love the way I, you know, wear my hair. If people see pictures of me, they know I'll switch it up in a minute. I never know what I'm going to look like because I don't even know. But the hair that I have is the hair that I actually wear. So I have my own hair, the Diamond P Hair Collection. And, you know, that has been added onto the website and everything. So it's like whatever you try to do, you have to invest in yourself. And mm-hmm. I understand at times everybody don't have it, and that's fine. But depending on what you're doing, like with some of these guys out here, y'all smoke more weed than a little bit. Invest in yourself. If you can smoke weed, you can invest in yourself.
She preaching.
I tell them that all the time. If you can't spend $50 with yourself, but you can spend $50 on a bag of loud. The music industry is definitely not ever where you want to be or need to be. You know, so
yeah,
definitely shout out to you. You're preaching the truth now.
Yeah, yes, I mean, because they don't understand it. And I'm going to tell you what get on my nerve. Why you got to go to the studio with all these different niggas? You got 50 niggas with you, and you walk in the studio. First of all, we understand, depending on what studio you go to, it's only so much room. But you got 50 niggas in there, and then you got all these different kind of bitches in there. For what? Are they groupies? They not going to buy your song. They not going to encourage you. They need to go in there and stay focused. Just go in there and stay focused. And I want to tell a lot of this is directed toward the guys. I really don't care nothing about no female getting mad because I don't deal with females anyway. Anybody know me, they know. Y'all need to stay focused. stop Nandy Atlanta, and I'm from Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta, born and raised. But these females, some of these females out here, some set-up bitches. Keep them bitches out y'all goddamn way. Keep them out y'all way. They don't mean y'all no good. Because I had to tell a bitch lies. I had to tell her lies. If anything happened to anybody that I deal with in this industry, I promise you, you will see me. Because I don't play like that. They'll tell you, when I come through the studio and I see them in there, why they in here? Leave. You got to play
exactly the truth.
You do. You got to stay focused, and they don't mean you. They can't do anything for you. A person that cannot do nothing for you do not need to be around you.
Ain't no use in having them around. It's no use in having them around if you can't grow with that person. It's no need.
If you can't, there's no need. There's no need. That's why I tell them I don't walk like that. And everybody ask me all the time. They be like, you don't be around them but niggas, but them niggas taught me. I'm a continue to be the baby of the clique. But one thing about it, that knowledge that they gave me got me to where I am today. Because what they taught me is what I use. And one thing about it, can't nobody in this industry say that they done slept with Diamond. They can't
shout
say they done ran it through me. They can't say they did it. They did it. It's a test. Exactly. Show me. And no,
I'm glad you said that.
No, and I'm nothing but serious. I don't have nothing against females. You do what you do to make it. But one thing Diamond P can say, I ain't never had to take my clothes off for them. You ain't never seen no video with my clothes off. Because if I'm not finna sit up here and get 2,000 likes with my clothes off, and I get 25 likes with my clothes on, that ought to tell you something. If you think it's cute, that ain't cute. That just lets you know. That lets you know they don't have no respect whatsoever.
That's real.
And it's very, very grimy when it comes to women.
That was leading into my next question, because I don't want to hog you, because I can go on all day, so I'm going to let Shax and Jit ask questions too. But I'm glad that you say that, because I don't mix business with pleasure, period. If we rocking, we definitely can't rock together in this business. We got to do everything separate. And I have never had to use my body to get any further than where I'm going. So shout out to you for that. You don't have to use that. I tell them all the time, conversation rule the nation. I ain't got to take off nothing to get where I need to be.
Absolutely.
You know, so I feel like as women, we have it a little harder, because sometimes people expect if we're a little further than others, who she slept with to get to the top. So what are some things that you see that are double standard for women in the industry that are now required of men?
What I don't like is that men can basically sleep with it whoever they want to all day long, share them with their partners, and they think that it's okay. But just as soon as a female do the same thing that they're doing, we'll call all kind of bitches and hoes and stuff. Now,
double standard.
Don't get me wrong. I understand what they're saying, and I understand that, you know, it's a lot of people say, well, it's the difference between the men and the women, and women supposed to carry themselves in a certain way. I get that. However, I feel like men should carry themselves in a certain way too, because at the end of the day, I don't think A's got no title on it. It can go for men and women. So it don't matter how you carry yourself. So with that being said, I just feel like if it's going to be across the board, let's keep it across the board. You don't do what you do, I won't do what I do. Because it doesn't look good. But I think that with some of these women, I just don't understand them. I just really don't. I think they don't understand the street code. I think a lot of them are very disrespectful. But when it gets to the point where you gotta just twerk every time you turn around, you twerking. Every time you turn around, you got your ass all on, you know, social media, Instagram, but you never can understand why the same ones that do it, ask them how many niggas they done went through.
A bunch.
I'm scared of that.
Look, we're preaching tonight. We're gonna have to bring you back for a part two to this young thing. I'm gonna call you on the DJ Sexy.
Yeah,
I got your personal
on the line too, ladies, just to let you know.
Shout out. Well, let me bring Hype Man Crunk in before I move to Sexy right quick. Hype Man Crunk, you ain't tell me we're gonna get this good.
I promise we having artist touch up in here tonight.
Yeah. Hype Man Crunk, you lie.
Oh, I'm just listening, man. It's too hot open there for me. I'm just
It's too hot, but you know, when it's hot like this, we need it like this because artists need to hear what she's saying. You know,
but, I mean,
they need to feel it.
But to be honest, man, shout out to Diamond Feet. That's my sis, man. Look, she's like one of the realest female, you know what I'm saying, artists. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Because like I said, once we like really just how it happened that when we chopped it up, it's like I had got her a song for somebody, one of my DJ partners, and I hit her up, and we just started, you know, we started talking, and like I said, it just the bond just came from there. Like I said, man, I definitely ride with her to the end, man. She's a go getter, and she, like I said, anybody that comes in her circle or whatever, man, she's just 100, man.
I appreciate that, bro, and I love you for that too. I just try to, you know, I can't be nobody but myself. And I'm going to be honest, it's a lot of people that, well, I'm going to say females basically, they don't know how to, you know, take me. But at the end of the day, I can only just be myself. What you see is what you are going to get. If you all just take the time one day, you know, when you're not doing anything and you go on YouTube, and you look up Diamond P, The Boiling Room, you'll see some of the videos where I actually went live. And I got a lot of response, like, from, you know, Facebook and things of that nature. But, you know, my thing is at the end of the day, like I said, and also, you know, dealing with these women, I tell them all the time, like I said, there's no disrespect towards nobody. But I tell a lot of these women, y'all stop looking for these niggas with clothes and keys. And I'm like, and they say, what you mean by that? I said, because every time y'all get with a nigga and y'all, you know, let them start saying with y'all, what they bringing? Clothes and keys. So y'all need to start looking for niggas that can get y'all some titles and deeds. We don't do clothes and keys over here. We do titles and deeds. I need titles and deeds. I mean, that's what I mean.
Hello?
Let me write that down. Y'all give me a minute. I'm finna write this down.
Hey.
That's shit, damn.
Y'all still... You can't do anything with me. Tell that man to do something for you. That another nigga. I had a girl tell me, oh, he took me to Atlanta Beach, bitch. That's down the street. It ain't even no real beach. It's down the street. What you mean? It's down the street. I'm totally confused on the dumbness. Like, tell that nigga to get you. You want some titles and deeds? Titles and deeds. We don't need no clothes and keys. I got my own keys. I got my own clothes. Bring me some titles and deeds. You bring me some titles and deeds, and then we can talk. All that extra stuff, I can't. I'm not working with that. I'm not working with that. All that talking, I can do that. You can buy me something to eat. I buy my own self something to eat. Bring me some titles and deeds. That's what I need. I don't want no clothes and keys. I need titles and deeds.
Hey, rocking with Diamond P. I am rocking with this
Diamond P. What are y'all talking about? Have you let them know anything about the movie you're gonna be in and everything?
Lord. I'm working with Glenwood Lalo. He's producing this movie. Young Jock is in the movie. Shawty is in the movie. We're actually still filming for it. We actually on the standstill because Jock was actually filming for something else. I think it's Hollywood Square, something dealing with Mona Scott, them, whatever they got going on over there. So I'm gonna be working on that, and I take my little acting classes and stuff of that nature. So I'm just looking forward to doing a whole lot of things. Whatever I can do, I'm gonna do.
Absolutely.
All righty then. Shout out to DJ Hype Man Crunk, checking in with Radio Divas,
Hype Man,
bringing us nothing but the best interviews in town, around, online, all that good stuff. I'm going to pass it over to DJ Saxy. Hype Man Crunky, welcome to stay on with us, ask questions, whatever. I've been hogging Diamond P to myself. I'm going to let Saxy ask a couple of questions. I'm sorry, I was getting excited. I'm rocking with Diamond P. I'm also going to invite Diamond P to come out tomorrow. Well, Tuesday, I'm going to the Young Dolph listening session at Street X, I think it is. I'll shoot you over that information as well.
We're going to have to talk about that one all air.
Okay. I'm going to hit you up after the show. I'm going to let DJ Saxy ask you some questions.
Man, I'm telling you, it's getting real in here. And really, the questions that I was going to ask, she answered the questions for me. And Mika read it my mind.
Yeah.
You know, when it just started getting real, it happened. You know, I mean, flawlessly. Any question I was about to ask, she automatically answered it, you know, just explaining herself. But there is one thing I want you to do for us, because I know we have a lot of single mothers out there that are listening. And I heard you at the beginning when you said, I want to double salute. You had three young men actually finish high school. And for the single moms in today's society, what advice can you give them when it comes to raising these young, when it comes to raising men in today's society with, you know, the craziness going on with the police? The dropout rate of the young black man is the highest of all times today than it used to be. What advice can you give to those single moms out there to just keep pushing and striving and hold on to that faith when they got that, you know, when they think they're on holding on to the last of it?
I just advise them to always keep God first, keep strife out your life, STRIFE, because a lot of people be like, yeah, keep strife out your life, and just continue to stay focused and stay positive, and it's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not. The boys are definitely not easy. When I say they're not easy, because they have different personalities, and, you know, I say that because out of my three boys, my middle son, oh my God, he gave me nothing but the blues, but you know, we survived it, and I'm still standing. He's still standing, too, because at first he wasn't going to be standing at all. But I don't play with my boys. I never played with my kids at all. We do talk about any and everything that they want to talk about, but irregardless of what they know, always and forever, I'm going to always be mama. Now, since they have gotten out on their own, and see, I'm never the type of mom that you gonna stay in my house when you're 30. So, like, the only one that's actually here in my house is my baby boy. The other two, they gone. They gone when they, once they graduated, they was gone. So, no, they have not been back. They come and visit, but that's about it. And the reason why I do my kids like that, and some people be like, you know, they think that that's being too hard. Me, myself, personally, I think outside the box. I raised my kids to basically look out for each other as brothers. Mm-hmm. They only have one sister. And I always tell them that, I tell them the realness. I don't sugarcoat nothing with my kids or anything. And I always tell them that you cannot stay up under me. I do not like mama boys. I want y'all to be able to enhance what I teach y'all. Teach y'all about cleaning the house, making sure you all are well put together. If anything happens to me, you all, I don't care how much y'all dislike each other or y'all fight, you take care of your sister. Under no circumstances do you allow your sister to go anywhere with anybody if anything was to ever happen to me, because you all are her provider. And I teach my kids that if anything happens to me, people gonna cry, they gonna do whatever they wanna do. But once they put their dirt on me, people go back to their regular schedule, which means that they really don't care. So nobody is going to treat you and understand you like I do. So I be hard on them because I need for them to understand that this is a dirty, dirty world out here, but I need for you all to be prepared because anything can happen at any given day. So, it's not the fact that, you just pushed them out there. No, I pushed them out there for a reason. Now they understand and they get it. But at the end of the day, long as they take care of my baby girl like they supposed to, I'm good. Because they not staying with, no, if anything happened to me, they not staying with nobody. Because they're going to have their own. And that's the way that I raised them, and that's the way that I want them to continue to be.
That's real.
Wow, funny. Salute to that. Salute to that. I did have one more thing, and then I'm going to pass it on over to Jit. You wear so many hats. You are what I would call a boss. You are a strong black woman. And I just want to know, like, in your childhood, you know, growing up, who was your biggest influence? What made you be so strong? You know, who was that influence to you?
I'm not being funny when I say this. I'm being nothing but truthful because I've been giving y'all nothing but the truth. The streets and the niggas that I dealt with in the streets and deal with today. The reason why I say that is because I left home when I was 16. This year makes a whole year that I spoke with my mom. I have not spoken to my mom in 15 years.
Wow.
She's here in Atlanta.
Wow.
We both stay in Atlanta. I mean, she did a lot of things to me. The family, you know, they did, you know, when you're the black sheep of the family. And, you know, I tell people all the time, my voice is like a microphone. I shall be heard. I have a story to tell. Just don't have enough time to tell it, but I do. But what got me this far was the street. And it's amazing because I can honestly say from DJ Jelly, shout out to DJ Jelly, the whole Oot Camp, from Oot Camp to, like I said, my brother Duke from Boys in the Hood, when you have a team like that and they encourage you to stay in school, for me to be on my own from the age of 16 up until now, I never look back. I never been on drugs. I don't drink. I don't do none of that. I've never done none of that. I may drink socially, what that is, the little margaritas that they have every now and then, but I don't smoke. I don't do any of that. If I go off on somebody, that's a natural high. What you see is what you get. I don't have anything to hide. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer. So as far as, like, who was a big influence, the streets was. It really was. And, you know, people say she's so hood. She's so thugged out. But at the end of the day, I'm all that, and I know how to survive.
That's it. You handling your business. Big salute to you.
And to survive out here in these streets. You put me out here in these streets, I promise you I'm going to come out on top.
Most definitely, that boss mentality.
Yeah.
I almost got a TMI, and I felt like I was talking to my sister.
That is deep, yeah.
That is deep, you know, and she really has a story to tell. And I you know what, Donna P., I want you to write a book. I will buy and read that thing.
You know what, everybody
put that in the universe.
Yeah, everybody has asked me about that, and to be honest, I have been asked about that. I just don't know how to go about it doing it. I'm being real, y'all. I can
help you with that.
I want to read that. We gotta get some things rolling, Mika, and get her to
write
that book.
Yeah, I don't know how to go about it doing it. I'm gonna be totally honest.
We ready to be with him. We can speak together. I'm rocking with whoever trying to do something and rock and take care of business. So I'm down for that. And a lot of time it don't have nothing to do with money. It's just information that people need to know that can help them, you know. You want to help women be strong and be successful. That's what being divas, that's what really being divas is about. That's what this show is about. It's about empowering women. We talk to men on this show, but we are radio divas. We're here to empower women, to show women that, hey, we have full lives, you know. Jit pushes us and motivates us to be greater, you know. So we definitely want to show that we can do that as women. So we shout out to you, salute to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get into her music. I want to hear that hot track from her because, I mean,
it is hot.
Y'all asked about everything I even wanted to think about asking her, you know, and I just appreciate her testimony.
And you know what?
Artist Church.
You know what? That song was not supposed to be a song. Like, I really hope y'all know that. It wasn't supposed to be a song. I was working on my anger, and I was going to notarize some papers for Akon, and I was mad. I was just totally mad. And I got a habit of when I'm mad, I say these little phrases, and people be like, did you actually just say that? And I'm like, yeah. So they asked me what was wrong, and I said, I'm so sick of these damn community-ass bitches. So they bust out laughing. And they was like, what's a community bitch? I said, the bitch is all through the community. That's all she do. She don't mess with nobody. She can't go outside 285. She just got to stay in the community and talk shit. So it was like, I said, you got, yeah, because I was like, you got them type of bitches that you get mad because your baby daddy don't want to be with you, so you want to put them up on child support with that dumb junk. Then you got the type that you don't have nothing, but you always got something to talk about. And it was like, oh, my God, I had actually got into it with somebody. So one thing led to another, and I bought the phrase community bitches, and it just went on from there. So, but this next song that I worked on, y'all got to get it. I'm going to make sure y'all get it. John Boy is working on the track. Shout out to John Boy. He don't work with everybody. And it's called Grind, and I think that you all gonna like it too. Cause when you said, you know, the you all's movement is about divas, you know, in the industry. So this is an actual song that I think y'all gonna like it, especially the ladies.
And it'll go good, cause see, Jit's Grind Hard Radio slogan, that's Grind Hard Radio is his baby. You know, we just have a bunch of shows under the umbrella. But he is a grinder, so it definitely will fit with the grind hard, you know. So we definitely will play the song, support it here, keep it in rotation here.
Absolutely.
On Radio Divas and other shows as well. Tell our listeners how to follow you, how to get in touch with you, how to get this hat. I'm going to get me some of this hat. I'm going to go diamond.
You
gotta get some hair. Get me some hair. Oh, you know I got to give me. I got to have good hair. So, you know I've heard about some good hair.
Queen got to look good.
Yes. But, no, seriously, you all, everybody can follow me on Instagram, Twitter. It's DiamondP620. My Instagram is DiamondP620. My Twitter is DiamondP620. You all can also hit up the website, www.diamondp.org. I'm kind of new to it, so I don't know what the numbers are looking like right now, but you all can view some of my videos on YouTube. I think my manager said she had it up on the Diamond P, the Boiling Room. Yeah, B-O-I-L-I-N-G, and it's the, D-A, the Boiling Room. So, with Facebook, it's the same thing, Diamond P. Diamond P. So, everything is basically Diamond P 620. You can always hit me up. I do respond back, even though sometimes my manager runs some of my pages. I always respond if I can. It's not always her that responds back. So if it's anything positive or people that I do deal with on a regular basis, I do respond back. I do respond to my DMs. Lord knows they be all in there. I do respond to those depending on who they are. So I respond back. I want everybody to know that it is me that you all respond, that I respond to. So, you know, unless it's addressed otherwise, you can always reach out to me. If I'm available, I will speak back. In everything, even though I be busy, no matter how busy I get, I'm never too busy to respond to anybody. It may be a little late, but I will respond.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We have had a great time with you here on Radio Divas. We have turned up. We have had church. I have said amen. I even did a little shouting. We have all thoroughly enjoyed you. Shout out to DJ Hype Man Crunk, who is always, he is my support system. He rocks with me. He rocks with all the independent artists. He is my brother, my friend. So shout out to him because he always brings me the best interviews. He refers me to the best people. So I definitely appreciate him for the link tonight.
Yeah.
He goes hard, doesn't it? I appreciate him. You have to tell people that you love and that you know that you're associated with, that are your real friends, that you appreciate them while they're here on earth. So I want him to know that I appreciate him. Definitely take us. We want you to introduce us into this track that we have, Community Beaches, here tonight. We're gonna premiere it here on Radio Divas tonight. I want you to introduce the track. Feel free to stay on with us and rock out with us.
while we close out the night. But go ahead and introduce us into the track.
Oh, wow. Okay, you all, this is my first single, my very, very first one on my own. It is called Community Bitches, featuring Royal C of the Hard Boys. So I hope y'all enjoy it. I had a good time doing it. It does have a message to it. So with that being said, I present to you all Community Bitches.
Diamond
all
T,
right, right here on Radio Divas. Thank you so much.
Let's get it.
Shout out to my girl Diamond P, representing for all the divas, all the ladies. definitely major shout out to her. Great, great interview. Shout out to all our listeners who are tuned in. Jet, I'm going to turn it over to you to go into Erica's segment, or are we going to move to Saxy's?
Absolutely. Right now, ladies, we're about to get into Authenticity Speaks with Erica Arthur, and it's brought to you by Metro PCS.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio, yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what
happened? Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Peace, peace, family. I love that drop. Much respect and salute. This is Erica Arthur from AuthenticitySpeaks.com, where I blog inspiration, love poetry, interviews, and encouragement, really touching on every area of life. Today I want to talk to you about something that we all have experienced at one time or another. We always talk about the one that got away. But I want to challenge you just for a minute. Were they the one that got away, or were they the one that you gave away? A lot of times in relationships, we are always blaming what the other party did. We never, well, I can't say never, but very rarely are we initially honest about our role and what we did wrong. If we look back, they have a saying that hindsight is 20/20, which means we can see so much clearer about things now that they have already happened. And if you look back, you can say, man, maybe I was too clingy, or maybe I just moved too fast, or maybe I was too jealous, or maybe I was too hot-headed, or maybe I gave too much. And because I gave too much, they couldn't appreciate me. Well, we all know what it's like to have love and lost. And whether or not it was genuinely the other person's fault, maybe they cheated, maybe they lied, or just didn't work out, maybe you're just no longer compatible, all of us have somebody that we miss dearly, regardless of what our current experience is. And so, as I said before, on my blog, AuthenticitySpeaks.com, and on Instagram, AuthenticitySpeaks, I'm always sharing love poetry. And there's this one piece I really wanted to share with you today. And this one is called There Are Days. There are days when I'm strong, and you can hear me as woman roaring across 1,000 miles of desert that separate us, though, a keystroke and mere mile away. Days when I feel good about what I gave, shared, and did that I can never take back, withhold, or undo. And then there are days and moments like now when the warmth of these tears wouldn't be enough to warm your heart. You're so cold, and I don't know why. I understand there were times I read what you never wrote and heard what you never said, but I'm not hallucinating and cling to every word that you did say, allowing it to coat, calm, and comfort me, wanting to believe you were different because you were different and you made me feel different and see things differently. But what did you see that made you leave gradually, quietly, or was it suddenly? I deleted everything. I remember everything. I remember you. Ever think of me? And if so, is it fondly? This is Erica Arthur from AuthenticitySpeaks.com. For more love poetry, follow me on Instagram at AuthenticitySpeaks. For inspiration, I blog at AuthenticitySpeaks.com. That's authenticity spelled AuthenticitySpeaks.com. Follow me on Twitter, Indigo Interlude, or at Authenticity. You're listening to Radio Divas Live on Grind Hard Radio. Peace.
Shout out to Erica Arthur, who is always a love doctor to me, who keeps it real, keeps it classy, and keeps it sexy. Shout out to Erica Arthur. Now we're going to go into the music review. She did do that. I was like, wow. Shout out to her. Tonight has been a great night.
Phenomenal.
Has been a really good night, very exciting night, intellectual night. I'm going to turn it over to the amazing DJ Saxy for the music review.
All right, all right. Music review. This is what we're going to do tonight, guys. I'm going to make it short. But I do want to get something off my chest. Did y'all see that doggone Young Thug Jeffrey album cover?
I can't do it.
Come on.
It was but you know what? I just want to say real quick. They tried to compare him to Andre 3000, but I feel like that's that. Nah, he took it too far.
Nah, that was something else.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Did you guys see the car wash thing they made out of him? They put the car in the middle and they put their dress. And they put their dress on both sides like it was the drive-through car wash. I was rolling.
Exactly. But my thing is, you know, he had smart when it comes to marketing. But it does, in a way, it makes the black man look less masculine. But we have all these black men now putting on these skirts and dresses. CeeLo Green,
cool.
Andre 3000, to Jalen Smith. Men are starting to put on these dresses, and it is, in a way, taking away the masculinity from the black man, but in a way it's not. Now, Young Thug said in his mind, when he was inspired to wear that, that he had the idea from a Japanese outfit, which I could tell on some magazine covers when he wore the pants underneath the dress. But this right here is a pure fluff dress, and I don't know how I feel about it still.
Yeah. Clearly it's a dress. Like, I hate to say it. You know what? We out of time. Stop the fucker. So, we out of time.
Now, part two of this madness, I want to get on to the African-American community. I want to get on to all of y'all for messing with Jock and his hair because it's permed. Okay, this is why I want to get on to the American community. Listen, this is why I want to get on to you. Thank you for chiming in, Mika. Why is it that we as African Americans view colorism? Yes, colorism is just as bad as racism. Just because he's dark skinned, does that mean that he can't perm his hair? Y'all didn't say nothing when Jen Dia came out with that perm hair. Y'all didn't say nothing when Chris Brown permed his hair. And your show as hell didn't say nothing to Prince when he had that perm hair. So colorism is real. Y'all better leave that young man alone.
And if
he
want to
put
colorism.
His hair, let him.
He looked at a hot mess. Chris Brown did not look. He looked at a hot mess at times. Jock looked a hot mess, period. Plus, they didn't put this man on the perm box. They have roasted him. They did the Fantasia cover with him. I'm going to need him to cut that out. I just need to go.
Now, y'all
I need it out of my life.
Y'all know if he was light skinned Jake from down the street, y'all would not have said nothing. It would have been like, oh,
I would have. I would have because it's a hot mess.
Y'all just had me like OMG, y'all was killing me. And I just had to get that off my chest. I said African American with this colorism is real.
Yeah.
But Mika,
I can't believe you. It's a hot mess. It's like a dead something up there laid out. Like, just let it go. I want to kill the Soul Gone Challenge. I want to kill Doc Hair. I want that gone. This stuff I want dead and over the week. Like, Monday morning, I want this stuff dead. No more Soul Gone Challenge. No more Young Doc Hair. No more dresses for the men.
It
just let
like
it all
he had
die.
A bird nest on his head. Yeah. It
does. Like, that's not cute.
Back of a duck.
How you gonna lay down with a woman with a perm? Y'all got the same kind of hair. Me and y'all got the same hair right now. Like, I can't lay down. I gotta get up. Somebody hair gotta be different.
For his head, baby.
No, I'm not gonna be able to do it.
No, really. I just really wanted to point that out because, you know, in my when I first saw it, I was like, ugh, that didn't fit. But the more you see it, you know, it's going to fit his head. But, you know, when you sit and think about colorism, it really is a real thing because I honestly think if he was a little lighter complexion, I don't think everybody would have had a big deal.
Yeah, I believe that, sis, because, you know, that style is most looked at as a Caucasian style, you know what I'm saying? So you're absolutely right about that, sis, and I didn't really kind of think about that. So,
well, Caucasians
true.
Do it. They buy it and put it up there. It's just a toupee. They sit it up there. If not, you take your rear hair and make it that way. That's a toupee. It's different with Caucasians. It's different.
Well, you can say it first.
Right here on Radio Divas.
He ain't going to let it go.
No, it's a hot mess. Lay down with Jock and his hair better than yours. Not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Is Relaxa better than mine? No, I'm not going to do it.
All right, guys. With that, I'm going to go ahead and close the music review out. Tonight, I'm just going to do the top five for time's sake. Coming in at number five, we have DRAM featuring Lil Yachty with that song Broccoli. Number four, Designer and his Panda song has fallen from number two down to number four. And coming in on the chart at number three, we have Sucker for Pain. That's Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, and Imagine Dragons with Logic, Ty Dolla Signs, and Ambassadors. Have y'all heard that song? It's called Sucker for Pain.
Gotta check it out.
I don't play that song as much. I'm going to honestly say I don't play that song that much, but when I saw it on the top of the chart, I had to go back and dig it out because I had the song like 2 months ago. But that song is going to like take y'all away. And once again, it's called Sucker for Pain. Lil Wayne featuring a whole bunch of people. And number two for free, DJ Khaled featuring Drake. And also number one, Drake's Too Good featuring Rihanna is number one. And the song to watch out for is, of course, Sucker for Pain is the song to keep an eye on. That's Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Imagine Dragons, and Logic. $5.
You know what, Saxon, I did see the video for that other night. It's a good song. I like it. Now that you just said that, because Wiz was in the video.
Oh yeah, it was hot. It's a hot song. I love the sound change. I love that we're getting away from stupid music. Yes.
Yeah, it's different.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, guys, that is my call for tonight. That's it.
All right. Shout out to DJ Saxy. Shout out to Mr. Awesome, Jit Chronicle. Shout out to Erica Arthur, Blue, we miss you, baby. Shout out to everybody who chimed in tonight, listened to us. Shout out to Miss Diamond P, who kept it real. Shout out to all the community bitches that she done killed in the song. Shout out to everybody who will be tuned in next week. Everybody, let's dead jock hair over the week. You know, Monday morning, let's have it dead.
Hey, ladies,
I don't have a quote for tonight.
My bad, too. We got one more call on the line if y'all want to take them real quick, about 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
205, your area code 0377. You're live with Radio Divas. Who we got?
Indeed, what it is, brother down south, Melo Pace, calling in from the other A, you know, Alabama, dirty. Just on the strength, you know what I'm saying, calling in on Miss P to have been in with, you know, because at some point when I was in school, you know, we was coming out listening to Knuckles and Buck and everything. So, you know what I'm saying, I just want to extend that to the sister, and, you know what I'm saying, high salutes and honors on her endeavors and whatnot. And to you all, too, as well, for your work, for getting the information out here, you know what I'm saying, and the talent. So, you know, keep it up, keep it going. I support y'all and everything you do, family out there. You know what I'm saying? Just keep at it, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, let's change this reality and let's get back to where we need to get to.
That's what it is. We appreciate you calling in, good brother.
For sure.
Salute. 100. All right. Thank you for chiming in with us. Thank you for pressing one to talk with us live. Remember, callers, you can hit that one each and every week and talk with us here live. Chime in on the hot topics. We talk about it all here on Radio Divas. I don't have a quote tonight. I'm just going to say live, laugh, and love. That's what life is about. Tune in with us next week for another hot episode. Radio Divas.
We outro.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Talk to me, baby.